Everyone, be very quiet. He's napping. We're going to try to approach the sleeping Colby in his natural, well, unnatural habit. Oh, God, he sees me.
He has stirred. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you?
Remember last year's show?
No.
After the weekend of my birthday?
No.
It involved sunglasses, so that should tell
okay.
you something.
Okay.
That was about it. I was
no sunglasses today, though.
I'm not hungover.
Your eyes are barely open.
I'm very tired.
Like, I would say...
I didn't sleep well.
3 millimeters, maybe. You know, the older you get, the less you're supposed to party for birthday weekends. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't open them all the way.
I did.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I'm figuring that out.
Like, you turned 26, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah? You celebrated this weekend?
Yeah.
26 isn't a celebration birthday. It's over for you. 25 was the last one. From now on, your birthdays are like every decade, and they're just sad.
Yep.
You trying to hang on to...
No, they're already sad.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're already sad.
Well, did you do anything fun?
Oh.
I mean, you had a lot of beers, clearly, but that doesn't necessarily mean fun.
No. No.
No?
We went to Riverfest.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
For those of you who don't live here, Riverfest is this yearly event that basically happens downtown for a week. And it's essentially where all of... Okay, let me maybe...
You want to hear how Pinello explained it?
Sure, yeah.
He said it was like a big, gigantic outside Walmart.
That's a pretty good description. I was going to say it's like, you know, when... you know that scene in the Titanic when all the rats are running away from the water? That's what it's like. All the rats come up for once.
Just all the rats.
Yeah, up for like a... But the rats are people.
Oh, okay, right.
And it's a metaphor for them all going to Riverfest.
And them all being rats?
Yes.
Like they're as dirty as
they
them?
They smell...
They're
hairy,
ugly.
Big tails, like that, right?
Thieves.
Are rats thieves?
Yeah, man, they steal cheese.
You know, I was in Sam's Club yesterday getting food for the wedding, saw a big rat run from one underneath one of the things to the next one, dude.
Fuck that.
Yeah, dude, huge rat.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was right in the paper plate aisle. Thank you, baby. Okay, now I can wake up.
Yeah, why do you have two?
Well, I mean, cheaper if you get two. You want one?
No, why not put the other one in the fridge?
Because it'll still be cold by the time I get to it.
Don't chug two monsters,
I'm
man.
I'm not going to chug them.
Well, then it's going to be warm by the time you're done.
First of all, warm monster's still good. Okay, I'm not a big cold drink person. Warm drink's just as good.
Mm-mm.
Okay? They're good. What's up, Pro Xbox Craft and Bugs, by the way? Good to see you guys today. So I should say, for those of you listening on audio... We're going to do an hour-long show today, a little less than an hour, about 50 minutes, because at 3 p.m. our time, 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to switch and we're going to cover the Xbox conference. So that's going to happen here on Twitch.
And then also I'm leaving after an hour of that because I have family shit.
Isn't it for your birthday?
Yeah.
You should be more. People want to see you for your birthday, man.
You know what has died the most
of
me growing up?
What's that?
Excitement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All downhill.
Well, why?
Endgame.
Why don't you just say that you don't need to do anything then? It's for your birthday.
I know, right?
You could just be like, no, thank you.
I know, right?
So why don't you do that?
I wanted to last night.
Okay.
Literally, yesterday, we were supposed to do a lake day.
Uh-huh.
Then that got canceled.
What lake were you going to?
Lizzie's.
Oh, that's not a lake.
And then we were going
to
go down
to the pool. That's a community
pond,
but okay.
And then me and Britt were too lazy that we decided against that. So all we did yesterday, all day, was laid in bed, watched Vikings. It was the fucking best thing ever.
Okay.
I would choose to do that over going out any fucking day.
But you ruined it by going out.
Yeah, Britt wanted a damn funnel cake. Yeah.
Things you do. It's your birthday, man.
It's all on her, man.
When's her birthday?
Putting it all on her. Then September 9th.
What does she hate doing?
The video games.
We okay, so September 7th, you make her play a game.
Mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
What else does she not like? Nerd stuff? Space.
Space?
Heights.
Heights.
She doesn't like heights.
Take her up to a big building.
There you go.
It's not, those don't really exist here.
They don't.
No. Not really a thing. No.
So yeah, man, we went to fucking Riverfest. Had to move through the fucking waves of disgusting.
The Walmart of outdoors is a great way to put it. I got to give Pinella credit. It's a great way to say it.
It really is, because fuck.
That's what it's like, man. A lot of tube tops.
Honestly, okay, so we went to Riverfest, then we left, then we went to Brickyard.
I
saw the weirdest person of the night.
Well, Brickyard is still downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really... I mean, technically, it's not Riverfest. It's not in the fenced-off area where Riverfest exists, but it's still the people from Riverfest down there.
It was also $10 per person cover to get in.
$10 per person?!
Yeah. I didn't know that when we showed up.
And my
God! Like, the group had already met there, so we were like, fuck it, I guess, but... We should have just gone.
You paid $20 to have a bad time on your birthday.
Bricktown was not bad. Bricktown was entertaining.
Okay. What was entertaining about it?
Britt's, like, co-workers showed up. I got to meet her boss. And he's
okay.
Dude,
and you would see with, like, Pinella and all them?
Yeah.
Oh. Could have been better then.
Could have been better. It was, I'll tell, no matter what, that bar is not worth $20 to get in.
Do you remember back when we were really young and idiotic, and it said it was a topless bar, and we tried to call someone there and figure out if that meant there were naked women, and they wouldn't tell us?
Yep. Because they were like, just come see for yourself. They just want people to come in, even though I was underage.
You were 15.
Yeah.
You should have been like, I'm 15, bro. Just tell me, are there boobs?
Are there boobs?
Are there boobs?
Are there boobs?
So let's find out once and for all.
Shows me the boobs, please. It's not.
Are there boobs?
No, there's not.
Okay. Because I've still never been. And you know what? I'm proud of that. Probably never will go. Why would I?
Yeah. It's pointless.
I couldn't afford to get in there. Place. $10 to enter?
I literally feel so bad that we went there.
Yeah, but you had a good time.
I mean,
it's a very you're a very confusing person.
To enter,
yes.
Good time.
Well,
was
it air conditioned?
No, it's outside. It's a topless bar. It has
so they
no
basically
top.
Pay you. You paid $20 to walk through a wall.
Yep.
For the opportunity to buy more beer.
Yep.
Okay.
Also, I only had one beer at Riverfest because the lines for the alcohol.
Yeah, dude, it's outrageous.
There's lines for the alcohol. The food sucks.
Right.
You have to buy tickets to buy anything, which makes no fucking sense to me.
Well, they want your money. Because, see, you buy $10 worth of food vouchers, but then the food is $9, and so then they make a dollar.
Right.
Yeah.
We spent all of what we got, though.
Well, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah,
how much did you spend on that, though?
It was $20.
Yes.
Yeah, it was seven.
You spent $100 yesterday.
I spent nothing. Britt spent... way too much.
You guys live together.
I know.
You share money.
I mean,
okay, you don't have the same bank account, but you shared money.
That's true. It was $7 for a fucking funnel cake. Dude, it was $7. I think it was $9 for two corn dogs.
And you know they just go to the grocery store and buy frozen corn dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And they microwave them and then they resell them.
I didn't eat because I'm like, I'll eat down there. They got a lot of stuff.
Right.
Horrible decision.
Yeah.
Because there were lines
like
crazy. Haven't
you been to Riverfest before?
No, I have not been since I was like maybe fucking 10 or something.
Oh,
man.
You should have texted me. I could have told you it was awful.
I knew it was awful.
Chris and I usually go once a year. And we usually go on like a weekend.
Well, it is only once a year, so...
I guess, but I mean, one day a year. I mean,
okay.
We go one time
six
for the
points.
Year and we literally walk in a circle just to see what is there. And then we get in our car and we go home. That's generally about what
now,
we do.
Why? The walking is the worst part.
Because everything else costs money.
Yeah.
Every single thing costs money. You want to sit in these bleachers? $3. You want to look at this corn dog? $6.
Dude, free pool fountain in front of Century 2.
I don't think that that's supposed to be a pool fountain that's free.
Oh, it's
free.
Not.
Yeah. There's people just in it because it's the Walmart of the outdoors.
Yep.
It's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's a great descriptor of what exactly people go through.
And so Sublime was there. Sublime.
Okay.
Sublime.
I thought they broke up.
I think they did, but now they're back.
Okay.
I think it's with a different singer or something.
What's up, Icy?
I can't remember.
All right.
Rome.
All right.
Something about Rome. I don't know if that was a band that was with them or the singer.
Let's go with it, man.
I don't know.
Were they saying bad things about Trump?
They sucked. I couldn't hear them.
Have you seen the controversies about Trump?
Mm-mm.
Some guy got up there, and he basically went on an anti-Trump tirade. And so they shoot him off the stage and said that it was weather related, that he couldn't perform.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard something about that.
And then, like,
here, right? Riverfest?
Yeah, here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but they didn't shut down, like, a stage next door because it was a different stage. So they clearly got rid of him because he was talking bad about Trump.
Well, I mean, it's not the right audience to be.
No, well, the funny thing is, though, is that the next few days, every artist that got up then started talking bad about Trump in solidarity for that guy who got shoot off because he was talking bad about Trump.
That's funny.
You know, it's just like, you're right, it's Kansas, don't do that here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, everyone who runs this place is a moron. Like, if they would have just let him say bad things about Trump, the audience would have booed him. He would have just moved on with his life.
Yep.
No one would have ever heard
anything. Why'd they have to intervene?
Because they got involved, now it's in the newspaper.
Yep.
You know, and then we have to read about that, now our grandparents are like, these kids every day talking bad about our president, show some respect! Unless he's Barack. It's every single person here. That's over the age of 40. That's how it is. It's Walmart, dude. It's a Walmart of the outdoors, but somehow worse. So that's going on, you know.
God, man, water's so fucking good.
The problem is he had an F Trump sign, and it's a family event. Britt curses like a sailor at the community pool. Okay, I don't want to hear anything from her.
I know, man.
All right? She stayed on a phone for 50 minutes with a lady who worked at Family Video for something that probably wasn't her fault. All right, Britt, you're the people with the sign.
That was definitely her fault.
Yes. Well, it might have been, but... Anyway.
She forgot that she had a person on the phone.
Maybe the phone stopped working.
It didn't because
but you know
the
right
phone
now,
is connected.
At that place, they have a sign on one of the doors that just says, I'm broken, please use the other one. It literally just says, I'm broken.
Yeah.
Like, the door has a personality.
It
like,
is.
The door went to Word,
I'm
typed
depressed.
That up, and put it on himself.
I'm completely broken, I'm broken inside. No, I just don't open.
Yeah. It's like, I no longer work. I'm sorry. Like, what if the door apologized? I'd like that. I'd like that. All right, so...
Sorry, guys. My door broke.
How you like your new footstool?
Dude, it was great.
Yeah, you like that? Is it even on?
No.
You're just using the fan
I'm
as a footstool.
I'm fine right now. It's nice outside.
Okay, all right.
Once it's hot, then I will definitely be using this, what, $12 fan?
I think it's $15.
Okay.
It's the best fan I've ever bought.
Respect.
It works great, man.
It's the same fan.
Yeah, it's because it's great.
Oh, okay.
Why would I get two different fans if the one I have works great?
Well, I don't know. I got a new fan.
Yeah? You should have got this one.
No, mine's better.
How do you know?
It's not. I don't think it is as powerful.
Then it's not as good.
It's pretty good, though. It's got a remote.
Okay.
And I can turn it on and off from bed.
Oh,
and I can change
God.
The intensity from bed. It's fucking great, bro.
Dude, you're like a grandpa.
I would love to be. You know, retired, got money, don't have to do anything because I'm old, I don't leave. That would be fucking fantastic. Except I want my body to work. That's
yeah,
the only
at some thing. Point, you're going to have... Why do you need your body to work if you're just in bed all day?
I guess I don't.
Yeah, you don't. At some point, you're going to have a kid, though, and you're going to have to move a lot. You know your kid doesn't have a remote.
They'll make one.
No.
It's called a shock collar.
They'll make one.
I'll make one.
I'll go to my workshop. But Buzz. You can't get to your workshop from bed, so.
Buzz.
You know. See, Pro Xbox says he's got 7.1 surround sound in his headphones. He just lays in bed and plays games like an old fart.
That's the way to do it, man. Get that chest.
And get bed sores, man.
Get that chest. You got it.
Hey, what's up, Swim? How you doing, man? Swim, you said. Oh, did I click on something?
You clicked something.
I clicked on that. I don't want that. Swim. You said hi to Colby. He doesn't read chat.
Hey, Swim. No, you got to physically talk.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't acknowledge you. There's a huge chat in front of his face, but he doesn't really read it unless it's like he didn't say hi to Icy.
I missed it. I was really into my Riverfest conversation.
Dude, it's all right, man. It's all right. I don't have any problem.
I have a problem.
He's ignorant. Yeah. He doesn't do it on purpose. He's not, like, purposely ignoring
it. He's purposeful.
These sleeves are getting a little small, man.
It's purposeful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, man. Well, happy birthday to you tomorrow, so.
Hey, thanks, friend.
Yep.
What'd you click?
I didn't click anything.
You clicked something. I'm not gonna say how. I'm not gonna do it.
That's enough of an acknowledgement, I think, more than most people get. So, as it just said, if Colby doesn't say hi to me, I'll cry. Colby is purposely not saying hi to her. But that's kind of the same thing as saying hi, so it counts. Yeah. But yeah. Hey, guys, how you doing? Yeah, like I said, we're gonna watch the Xbox thing here in about 40 minutes. And we're going to try to keep Colby awake. And we just got to cancel your birthday shows. I think every Sunday that's after your birthday, we just got to not have a show.
I would agree.
You need a recovery day.
I would love to be in bed right now.
God, I would love that.
Because, yeah, I was like, we were at breakfast, and I'm like, God, I cannot wait to get the show over with so I can come home and lay in bed and watch Vikings. And then I had the realization.
Yeah, you got the party.
Family things.
I mean, you want to leave at 2:45, man? I can do Xbox without you.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is it because you'd go home, get in bed, and then you'd have to get back out?
Yeah.
So you'd rather just stay here and stay on your feet? Okay. Okay. I understand it.
You nailed it.
I understand it. You're going to be disappointed in Xbox B? I don't think we're going to be disappointed in Xbox E3. I think it'll be fun.
I saw the gameplay release for the Fallen Jedi.
Did you watch it all?
Mm-hmm.
All 13 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen more than me. I have it right here. I haven't watched
this.
Let's
play it, man.
I haven't seen it at all.
It's Uncharted.
That sounds great.
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars Uncharted?
Yeah.
They have a 4K version, bro. That's what we need. Alpha game footage. Okay, to be clear, this game comes out in November, so.
What's alpha mean?
That's before beta.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good, right?
That's not good, man. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
I mean, he just used the force to grab a vine and swing like Donkey Kong, man.
You just use the force to jump that gap.
Okay, this is Titanfall. That's just Titanfall.
This is Uncharted.
They should have made it first person.
Look, man, it's Saul Guerrera.
Imperial Sap Refinery lies dead ahead.
That's actually,
Where's the Empire Forrest Whitaker?
Forrest Whitaker.
Nothing good. They refine the sap into a powerful compound, and they're rushing to expand.
It looks unfinished, doesn't it? Like, the lighting and the texture seem really simplistic.
Yeah.
We have to stop them.
That's the plan. We don't know their end game, but they spread themselves too thin. This map we've recovered proves it.
So is he working with the Rebellion?
Here you go, bud.
Yeah.
These refineries double as brutal prison camps.
Am I stupid for saying I'm kind of disappointed that we have to do it for the Rebellion again? I'm tired of the Rebellion, man.
This is Star Wars, man.
Understood.
It's Star Wars.
I thought it would be about him.
No, Disney has no idea what to do other than we got rebels versus the big bad guys. Like, shit, man. I just rewatched a video, the cinematic for like Old Republic from like 2011.
Right.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah, it has nothing to do.
No.
With the Empire versus Rebels stuff.
No.
I kind of like Wally, I see. I think he's kind of cute. So we're freeing Wookiees. That's the objective.
Yeah.
Okay. The animation looks good. Looks well mo-capped, at least, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Using his lightsaber as a light, dude. You don't like that?
It's fine.
It's fine.
I just don't like it because it's changing Star Wars.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, this is set in the same time frame, just a little bit earlier than Rogue One. And fucking the original trilogy.
Right.
Yet you're about to see some fucking goddamn troopers.
Okay.
With anti-lightsaber weapons.
Okay.
Like, you don't need those.
Yeah, if all the lightsabers
Jedis
are gone.
Are gone.
Right.
It's just so dumb to me. And then they throw in this Grievous. Remember those Grievous droids with the purple...
Over there.
Yeah.
...spinny sticks?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's in here.
All right, Loyal.
Are you running some kind of drill?
kind of like the main character, though.
That'd be a breach of protocol. If there's a disturbance, their squad should call it in. Yeah, better do this by the book.
Okay, I mean, that looks pretty sweet, dude.
Like, honestly, the lightsaber combat does not look bad.
I mean, this is the best part.
Taking aim.
He just froze that dude in time and then threw his lightsaber at him.
Summon the force.
I mean, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Dude, that's a black R2 droid. You kill that thing, it's evil. Oh, that droid didn't deserve that. And yes, I know I just said kill it. I mean, I like the one-hit kills. You know, that's how lightsabers would work. We do need some dismemberment. Why is there no dismemberment? You think it's ratings? Like, why they can't just chop these dudes in half?
Like, he is
yeah,
chopped in half.
That guy's chopped in half.
But he's not.
Dude, that combat looks sweet, though.
It's definitely not bad. Especially with this. Like, I'm just mad about the, I guess...
Well, they have to give you some type of challenge.
I get it. But, I mean, do you... Make it a puzzle or something.
I don't know, man. Puzzles get annoying, too.
Like, the combat, when you're sparring with that dude, looks great.
Right, this looks cool. It's almost Sekiro. I doubt it, bro. Yeah, the lore, and you're right, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Because, like, they know he's... clearly know he's alive. So unless the game makes kind of a big point about the fact that, hey, there's a Jedi still alive, we should probably be taking him out. That is kind of world-breaking, you know? Like, you have to die at the end of the game, otherwise all the movies would be like, why isn't the Jedi here to help?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Like, why wouldn't he come help in Rogue One? You're absolutely right.
That's the one thing I do not like.
You're absolutely right about that.
Uncharted is shit.
I don't mind the Uncharted stuff, though. This is a loading screen, is actually what that is, by the way.
Hit their nest.
Okay, Big Bees, I'm out. I'm out of the game. I'm joining the Empire to fight the Big Bees.
Exploding bees.
Why are there giant bees, dude? No. That trooper, he's dead. My voice acting career is dead. Like, look at that guy, like, casually wait. Dude, throw your saber at him.
Whoever's playing this demo is not great at it.
That could be it, too. They're kind of, like, showing the... Like, I noticed that with, like, the camera circling him. Like, that's not how it's going to be played. I think they're trying to show it off a little bit, as well as... play it.
You sure you want to plug into this thing? Okay.
Yeah, Pro Xbox, I think that's what they're avoiding, is like the quick gameplay. They want people to see what's happening. Which is kind of dumb, because we're all gamers, we can just follow along.
A shortcut. That's why you want to get this thing. You had no idea that was there, did you? You just wanted to turn that cutter on.
That's freak. I like the dialogue. That's funny. That made me laugh. These guys didn't hear anything. Oh, God! Oh, never mind! There's spiders! Dude, what is this place?
I don't know.
I don't want to go here!
I don't know.
This is a nightmare, dude! Giant spiders and giant bees?
Cover. Give me time.
Oh, he got shot. No. No. Oh, God. Oh, God. Acid, don't judge me, okay? No, this is the first time I'm seeing this, Morris. I didn't watch the EA thing at all. Hey, there's a spider behind you. Yeah, I figured it would be Morris. That's why I didn't watch it. EA this year, instead of doing like a keynote like the Xbox one we're going to watch, they just decided to do an entire day. And so you know it's just going to be filled with a bunch of people who are just staring into cameras and reading from cards as they introduce videos slowly. Yeah, I skipped it. We're playing this. We're playing this, Britt. Colby's playing it. You're doing a good job, by the way. When did you have time to watch this where Britt didn't notice you were
this
watching
morning.
This? Okay. Sins Echo? What's happening?
I don't know. This is going to be a part that's not in the actual game.
Hey, who's that?
Because I feel like you should be seeing things. Like a hologram or what?
Yeah, maybe.
You just sensed maybe? I don't know.
This trooper was ambushed and killed by a... That, I'm guessing?
Probably that.
I mean, that man's dead. He just got his neck bit by a spider. I mean, that was pretty sweet. Perfect parries and stuff. I mean, it's almost a little... It kind of reminds me of Sekiro. Honestly, that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Really?
It's the same type of combat. Like, press the correct button at the right time and you become OP. It's got pretty good music, too. This right here looks very Star Wars. Like, this reminds me of, like, old Star Wars games. Like, Dark Forces 2 and stuff. Very industrial and gritty. Like, this really looks cool to me. This is a Star Wars game right here.
Really?
This part right here, yeah. I get a little bit of nostalgia from this. And then you do the Titanfall stuff.
I just heard from the captain. They're coming. Oh, this is it. At least we have the high ground. What was that? Cutter 7 is active.
Did you catch that prequel meme there, bro?
The high ground, yeah.
Check this out, though.
Okay, he just pulled him into his own blaster. I mean, that's so... He's really playing this slow to show you what you do. I mean, you could, in theory, do all of that really quick. Yeah. And that would be sweet, dude. But it is very Uncharted. You're right.
I just want force jump, man.
Well, we don't know how early this is in the game either. You might unlock it, you know. I mean, I've seen skill points and stuff. Because remember, he is just a Padawan or whatever.
Get down!
You're not a Padawan if you can freeze a blaster bullet in midair.
Maybe he's better at that than he is at other things. I don't know, man. I mean, I agree with you. Some things you have to cut some slack for video games, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, I kind of do want him to be just... Against these grunts, he should be OP from the start. Like, I'm okay if these guys in the black are, like... They're a little stronger than your average stormtrooper, but the average stormtrooper should pose no threat. Because honestly, this type of combat right here is actually the same complaint I have in Sekiro, which is I kind of feel like you should kill everybody in one hit. Like, it should be more difficult. Like, you should get killed in one or two hits, just like the enemy gets killed. Like, he sliced him in half of the lightsaber, and there's no shield that's going to prevent that. You know, or it should show, like, his lightsaber bouncing off his body instead of going all the way through him. It's video gamey.
Yeah, man.
I really just want there to be a game that...
Not alone.
That has realistic lightsabers. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, watch out. There's a droid behind you.
Visitation is not permitted.
See, he's clearly young, because, like, he didn't sense that. Oh, I should have known that. Oh, no, it's not the end. Oh, it is the end. But it's not? But it is?
Honestly, it looks like, I mean, from all that footage, it's the same planet.
It might be. I think they said it's a linear story, so it's like, I think you're just going to do, like, you're just going to do a bunch of levels like that. That's what I think.
It looks dumb.
I don't know, man. It looks good to me. That's I think it looks terrible. Good.
Looks like the worst shit I've ever seen. Can't make me happy, man.
No, apparently we cannot make you happy. What would you want to see better? Like naked Twi'leks?
Sure.
Okay, man. I mean, it looked good to me. I didn't mind that. I think that looks... It looks like, you know, if they showed me that and it wasn't Star Wars, I don't think I would care as much. But it does harken me back to... Because some of my favorite games back when I was younger were Star Wars games. Like, I love the Jedi Outcast stuff. Jedi Dark Forces 2. Like, the Kyle Katarn stuff. Loved it. And it does kind of remind me of that. It's got the same type of feel to it. But, yeah, man, I don't know. It just it doesn't feel like a lightsaber. Like, I think the lightsaber is too OP. It's like making a Superman game. Like, if you can't ever die and everyone is no threat to you, how does that become fun?
Right.
You know? But I think...
Because it's fun, man.
I think what I would rather have is just...
I could cut through anything like fucking...
Literally, just throw 20 stormtroopers at me and let me mow them down then.
Yes.
Like, that's what I think I want.
Yes.
Like, I don't care if you kill them all in one hit.
No, I don't either. I just want hordes, man.
Right.
Just give me the hordes.
Yeah, give me a horde of mans.
What the fuck's...
To slice.
Britt texting me.
What, she text you? What'd she text you, man? What is that an outfit?
Yeah.
What's that for?
I don't know. She sent me that and said, I'm buying this. I think that's a joke.
Okay. I mean, unless she's going to be in a Rihanna music video, I don't know at what point she would use that. She also sent you something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What am I looking at here?
Some drunk idiot.
She think that's funny?
He didn't even try, man. He didn't even try.
Your reaction makes me laugh, dude. You crack me up. I mean, he tried to jump. How you doing over there, dude?
What?
Okay, so we're talking about video games.
Yeah.
Do you care at all about this, man? So this got leaked. We'll most likely see it in the next couple days at E3. But the rumor is there's a new game called Elden Ring, and it's coming from Software, which is the people who made Dark Souls, and George R. R. Martin.
Huh.
Says it's a leak of Bandai Namco's 3D assets appear to have given us a first look at a new RPG, Tales of Arise, and another game called Elden Ring. And this is a big one. According to the description, Elden Ring is the official name of the project Great Rune, the rumored collaboration between author George R. R. Martin and developer From Software. It says, Elden Ring, developed by From Software and Bandai Namco Entertainment, is a fantasy action RPG adventure set within a world created by Hidetaka Miyazaki, creator of the influential Dark Souls video game series, and George R. R. Martin, author of the New York Times best-selling fantasy series, A Song of Ice and Fire. Danger and discovery lurk around every corner. And From Software's largest game to date, Hidetaka Miyazaki, president and game director of From Software, Inc., known for directing critically acclaimed games in the beloved franchises, including Armored Core, Dark Souls, and Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. This is my favorite. Listen to how they describe George R. R. Martin. George R. R. Martin is the number one New York Times best-selling author of many novels, including the acclaimed series A Song of Ice and Fire, A Game of Thrones, A Clash of Kings, A Storm of Swords, A Feast for Crows, and A Dance of Dragons.
Here's Breaker of Chains.
And as a writer-producer, this is my favorite part. I'm going to start including this in my bio, okay? As a writer-producer, he's worked in The Twilight Zone, Beauty and the Beast, and various feature films and pilots that were never made.
That's necessary.
Like, does that count?
I don't think so.
Like, Seth has worked on many projects, some of which failed. It's like, yeah, add those to my list if that's something you can brag about. But what do you think, man? Look at this image, Elden Ring.
Why does it look exactly like Lord of the Rings?
It's also called Elden Ring.
Yeah, and why Ring? Also, they use the exact Lord of the Rings font.
Okay, so I'm really looking into this too much. In Dark Souls, there's a lot of ring symbology. In Bloodborne, there's a lot of ring symbology.
Okay.
If this whole thing right here is Bloodborne Dark Souls-esque, then where is the George R.R. Martin influence? And if he's not in it, then why do we care?
I don't know.
Like, I smell a conspiracy, man, that they slipped like George R.R. Martin like $1 million to use his name.
Yeah.
And he went to the From Studios for 20 minutes one time and said, yeah, those drawings look cool. And then that's it. And the rest is just Bandai Namco using his name to sell games.
I don't think you're wrong.
Because if this trailer comes out over the next couple days and it looks just like a Dark Souls game, what's George R. R. Martin? I mean, what is he going to make, I guess? Yeah. Like, what's it going to look like?
Question. Has George done anything else writing-wise that's not Game of Thrones world? Like, is there another universe that he has?
Yeah, he also worked on The Twilight Zone and Beauty and the Beast and various other feature films and pilots that were never made.
Because, like, I mean, if he's involved and if it's based off of any of his shit, it's going to be in the world of Game of Thrones, right?
Like, why wouldn't they want it to be Game of Thrones?
I have no fucking idea.
And then here, okay, and also, I might be stupid, okay? Like, I'm not a giant Game of Thrones nerd, okay? So, and you are, so maybe you could tell me. How much difference is there besides characters and places? Take out the proper nouns, okay? How much difference is there really in the aesthetic of Dark Souls versus Game of Thrones? They're all gothic castles, knights wearing armor. I mean, I guess there's monsters and creatures in the video games that don't exist in Dark Souls, but it's still medieval, like all of it, right?
Ish.
Like, if they have Dark Souls gameplay...
a little bit more...
gothic?
Exaggerated, yeah, a little bit more.
Well, if they had a Dark Souls game come out, they show a trailer, and it's Dark Souls, but it's wrapped in a world created by George R. R. Martin, how much different does it really look?
I doubt much at all. Yeah. Also, yeah, there's just no monsters. I mean, there are monsters, but it's not a big
right.
thing.
Right, it's like dragons are a monster.
Yeah, like there's spiders and fucking polar bears and giants and things.
Yeah.
Like
White Walkers.
That's it. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I just don't. Why not make a Game of Thrones game? I think that's maybe the question.
Yeah,
like,
no,
how
this is just going to be a medieval game again.
How does Telltale get the rights to Game of Thrones but not Bandai Namco?
I don't know.
Like, it's got to be easy to get, right?
Yeah.
Just make a Dark Souls Game of Thrones game.
And, like, I mean, HBO has seen the profits from, like, Grand Theft Auto, right? Like, they know that if you make...
Yes, I would imagine that they
good
go.
...of a video
yes.
game...
Well, we've talked
it's
about that on the show.
Sell like,
like
fucking
I don't understand why like people like Star Wars don't just copy other successful games.
I don't
like
either.
I don't understand why EA just doesn't go, let's make Overwatch, but let's do it with Star Wars characters. Just copy that exact thing, you know? Or let's make Smash Brothers or Mortal Kombat,
well,
but with
mean,
these
if
with
you
Star
think
Wars characters.
About it, Battlefront is basically
it's
Overwatch.
It's Call of Duty ish.
It's still Overwatch.
It's not really because Overwatch like you just spawn in as a grunt. You don't get to pick a character with different abilities. Imagine if there were 30 Star Wars characters you could pick that all had different abilities.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
That would be the major difference. Like, Battlefront is more like Battlefield. Really. Ugh.
Yeah. I think that was kind of dumb, I guess. Because, I mean, they try to make... They have the Heroes category. I mean, you
That's
can
what
play
I'm saying.
In the Heroes category.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. But it's like 3v3, and it's...
Yeah.
It's not really objective based. It's just a death match, isn't it? It's whoever dies first loses.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, see, like the foundations are there. They just
right. That's what I mean. I don't understand why they just don't do it.
Because they don't want people going.
Why is I feel like back in the 90s, we used to have that. The 90s, the 2000s, we had. Remember there was a game for the PlayStation 1 where you did have like Mortal Kombat. You could pick Boba Fett and you could fight Chewbacca. Mm-mm. Street Fighter style.
Yeah.
Or you had Star Wars Episode 1 Racer.
Like, I mean, it's super easy to just buy the game that's already made, then just reskin it, and then just same mechanics, same algorithms, same math.
I just don't get why they don't do it, man. And I feel like you would be more into
maybe
that.
It's more cheap. It kind of comes off as cheap now, I don't know. To just
cheap.
Take a game that already exists
you
and
think
just
EA, the company who releases Madden once every 9 months, they're going to be concerned about it being cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they're just going to be like, well, we didn't technically make this game, but we made it look Star Wars-y. It's not a proud thing.
I just want it.
Thing.
I just want it, man. Why not make it?
You just want a Mortal Kombat Star Wars game?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That would be so dumb.
You don't want to play that,
you
man?
You know how dumb Mortal Kombat is?
Dude, people, you better watch it. Menace will come at you,
Mortal
dude.
Mortal Kombat.
It's you
so dumb.
Hate everything. That's not really a great argument from you. You hate all things.
Best thing, best games ever.
Uh-huh.
Rockstar.
You like the Rockstar games?
Yeah.
Why isn't there an open world Star Wars game then, man?
I don't know.
Why can't we have Red Dead Star Wars?
I don't know.
They should make that.
Yeah.
Just put it in Coruscant.
Absolutely,
GTA,
yes.
Star Wars on Coruscant. Do yeah. it. Or Tatooine. Two cities. Mos Eisley, Mos Espa.
Yeah, just fucking break up the map of GTA 5
yeah.
into like five different segments, and then those could be the planets, and you get a little starship that goes into space for fucking hot 5 seconds.
I don't even think you need to make it that complicated. You could literally just set it in a big city. Set it in that casino planet. Yeah. Just do it. I mean, we've talked about that on the show, too. That's one of the problems I have with Star Wars is that every planet feels like it exists for one purpose. Like, we have an entire planet and it has a casino on it, so that's a casino planet. Yeah. Like, there's not everything else on that planet.
Right. No, that completely makes sense.
Like, just do it on any planet.
It's a planet. It's not
It's a planet.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of stuff. Yeah. Like, we all think, oh, Naboo, it's got that one city. No, it's a planet. It's a planet. There's a lot of stuff on Naboo. It's a planet. It's huge. Don't know if you guys know this. It's
a
planet. It's a planet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a planet. So it's pretty big, you know. Because it's a planet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Just do that, man. Why don't they do that?
I don't know.
Just do that. Just do that. Okay, do you want to watch a movie trailer for a Brad Pitt movie? I have no idea what it is. Or do you want to look at an Airbnb?
I want to both.
Yeah. Okay, we got time. Which one do you want first?
Cabin.
Okay. Airbnb, man. This is Tony Stark's cabin.
Oh, shit.
You want to go stay there? This is Tony Stark's cabin right here.
Oh, my God.
If you want to go stay, the cabin at Endgame, you can do that, man.
Why?
It's an Airbnb.
Did they rent out the Airbnb for the
Yeah. I mean, basically.
Right?
Do you think Tony Stark would use this bathroom?
No.
There's no way, right?
No.
There's no way.
That looks so much sadder than what it
doesn't it? Like, look at these twin beds. It's sad, but yeah, this is it right here. $335 per night if you want to go there. Set in the middle of the beautiful Bowcarat Farm and home to the Chattahoochee Hills. Eventing, this guest cabin can be your home away from home. Need to get away from it all without traveling more than 30 minutes from Atlanta? Need to have a corporate retreat with your elite team? You get it?
Yeah.
You get it? Need to come take the kids fishing and watch a horse show? Then this is your place. So there you go, man. Three bedroom, like one bath, no smoking, parties or events, man. But if you want to book it, you can go stay at Tony Stark's cabin in the woods.
What did it just say? No parties?
No parties or events, man.
Even though it just advertised it as a corporate retreat?
That's not a party, that's a retreat.
That's an event. It's an event.
It's a great point.
How do they not advertise?
Dude, I don't get how this should be Avengers. The Hobbiton of the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't want to stay at Tony Stark's house?
It's pretty pathetic. Like, honestly, that's
it
really
is.
Sad.
I mean, the view looks great. This part looks great. And this is where they had his funeral, man. Like, you know how many stars have walked on that grass?
Right.
Like, there's more people that have been to this house, pooped in that toilet, than probably any other production in Hollywood history. And you can stay there for $333 a night. Now, granted, the inside does not look as good as the outside.
No.
Okay?
Also, that's really a high price.
Like, if I go, this is $333 a night, you look at this photo, you go, okay, I could see that. And then I say, this is $335 a night, and you look at this photo, you're like, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, no.
And, no, let's knock $100 off that price. There's only one toilet. Only one toilet. And it's right next to a window. I hate pooping next to a window, dude.
That is dumb.
I hate it. I hate it. But, yeah, that's Tony Stark's cabin. So if you want to go stay there.
Missing out on a big old, Ed is missing out on an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, Ed is. Yeah. He sure is, Ed.
Well, he probably can't get the rights to it.
He probably legally can't say, yeah. Well, can he? I don't know. Maybe he can't. He probably did have to sign something at one point that said you can't talk about what we're doing here.
I would probably be like, this may or may not be the home of a person may or may not named of Tony Stark origin, Iron Man.
The brother of Blony Nark once came here.
Yeah.
With his friend,
Bamuel Haxton,
and Tree Clarkson, Jesus. Gwyneth Paltrow.
I mean, let's not list everyone.
I was hoping we could go a long way with that. There's a lot of actors. You should be able to think of one quickly. Three of them are named Chris. So
Tris Bevins.
Tris Trimsworth.
Tris Cat.
good change, man. He got it. Oh, my God. But he probably met everybody, right? You think Ed met everybody?
Yeah, I had to have, right?
He had to have given the keys. What if he didn't know and he showed up and he gave the keys and it's Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes. Some guy that fucking Kevin Feige is just like, book this Airbnb. We'll be here for about a week.
I mean, that's just hilarious to me, man. That it's just on Airbnb and it has 3 ratings. Like, no one knows it's there. But it's probably, I bet he's got so many requests now.
How'd you find that?
It's on Reddit. Yeah. I found it on Reddit. Yeah, I mean, he's boned now. Everyone knows it's there. Like, I bet we check this time next year, it'll have 4 million reviews. I burned it down!
This is where they killed my Tony Stark!
This is where they killed Tony Stank!
Tony Stank.
Okay, so this is a movie called Ad Astra. It's got Brad Pitt in it. I have no idea what it's about, but it's Brad Pitt. Should we watch it?
Somebody else in it too. I forget who.
Have you seen this?
I think I've watched it, but with out audio. So
why?
I don't know. I'm scrolling Facebook.
You're freaking weird, dude.
I don't understand the plot or what it is or.
What are you thinking about?
Your butt. This is not.
I do what I do because of my dad.
This is not 1080p.
He was a hero.
They're lying to me.
He gave his life for the pursuit of knowledge.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Lee Jones.
Control, if you're getting that, over.
Is this a horror movie?
Well, it doesn't look good.
Is this Gravity Brad Pitt edition?
That looks like it, right?
Oh, he made it back.
They probably it's crazy had a out parachute. There.
There's fires everywhere.
He was in space!
They're calling it the Surge.
Major, we have
the Surge,
some
not the Purge.
Classified information.
What can you tell us about the Lima Project?
Its objective was to search for advanced extraterrestrial life. The ship disappeared approximately 16 years into the mission.
And the commander was?
He was my father, sir.
This might come as quite a shock to you. Your father was experimenting with a highly classified material that could threaten our entire solar system.
The solar system
would be destroyed.
Threatening?
We're counting on you to find out what's happening out there.
I worry about you. I love you.
Please begin your psychological evaluation. As best you can, please describe your current mental and emotional state.
Bad.
Feeling good? Ready to do my job to the best of my abilities.
This suit smells.
I remain fully committed to the lawful completion of the mission.
It's literally gravity meets interstellar.
That's what it is, yeah.
Except they're having a war on the moon.
The Earth puts hopes.
That's the most American thing ever, by the way. Send him to the moon. We better send some guns just in case. Right.
It's on me. We have a job to do. Are you ready?
You know what, man?
I'm ready.
Take it all back. I could have watched that without audio and known exactly the same amount that I know now. No idea what that is. What is that?
I don't know. Looks good, though.
I mean, it does look good, but I don't know what it is.
I'll be watching it. It looks better than goddamn X-Men.
Astronaut Roy McBride travels to the outer edge of the solar system to find his missing father to unravel a mystery that threatens the survival of our planet. His journey will uncover secrets that challenge the nature of human existence and our place in the cosmos. No, still don't know. Still don't know. How is X-Men doing, by the way? I haven't heard anything about it. Did it bomb? Does it have good reviews? Do you know anything about it?
I heard people don't like it.
Okay. I honestly haven't heard a thing, so...
The people I watch on YouTube say that it looks like it's very clear that it was two movies.
It bombed? Okay.
Put together.
Oh, it's got a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, that's very bad.
Yeah, they should not. Some dude was like, they should not have released this movie.
Oh, you know what? Also, can I just be really petty for a second?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's end the show then.
No, I said, yeah. What?
Oh. I saw a tweet today from some guy, some nobody, like me, a nobody. And it was a four-panel meme. And it showed Magneto. And it showed 1960 Michael Fassbender. Or it said 1970 Michael Fassbender. 1980 Michael Fassbender, 1990 Michael Fassbender, 2000 Ian McKellen, and the tweet said, "What happened in that 10 years?" That's what I've been saying for like 2 months.
Yeah,
I don't have a million retweets. Where's my? I came up with that joke.
Yeah,
is it because I didn't meme it?
You didn't meme it.
Should we meme this show? Is that how we give him famous?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, probably.
So mad, dude. 14 million opening weekend. Oh my god, that is atrocious. That's really bad.
I don't think people like that Sophie Turner chick.
You don't think people like her?
Mm-mm.
I think people are just tired of the X-Men because they're not good. I think the days of bad superhero movies are done because we know we can make good ones.
Yeah.
I think we're done with bad ones.
I think you're right.
Because the X-Men that Kevin Feige makes and comes out with will make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they get a sexy guy to play Logan. Especially.
Yeah, man. Charlie Hunnam.
Yep, that's what we're going to hope for, man, Charlie Hunnam. I hope so for your sake, dude.
Oh, my sake, huh?
For your sake, so you can sit there and not wear pants in the theater.
Travis Fimmel, man.
Or him, if that's who you want. I'll stand by whoever you want as your leading man.
Tom Holland.
Okay, Spider-Man's going to play Logan, too. That makes a lot of sense. Let's do that. All right, guys, so if you're watching us on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to watch the Xbox conference live here on the channel. If you're listening on audio, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or iTunes, or you're watching the VOD, this is it. There is no Thursday episode this week. We'll be back next Sunday at the regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European. Talk all about Colby's speech that he gave at my wedding, which is now 6 days away. You excited, man?
No, I was planning on getting in like a car wreck so I don't have to come.
I was planning on dying and I didn't have to be there. I'll make one up for you. Like, posthumously, he was going to read this.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to do that. But no Thursday show this week. We'll be here next Sunday, and then we're taking a week off. So soaking in while you can. But yeah, we're going to take a quick break here live and come back with some coverage of E3. Thank you all for hanging out today. Hope you have a good day. If I don't see you, it's SethandColby.com for everything. Okay? So we'll take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Still alive.
I can't hear it.
Still alive, though.
I can't hear it. Stop talking. I have to fade out the music.
So we're just staying live.
Now you talked.
Yeah. Oh, but this is recording.
Yeah.